chapter 18. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. You all right on this good Sunday morning? Second Chronicles chapter 18, starting in verse 1. Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab. This means that they had an alliance or a friendship. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go up with him in Ramah Gilead. And Ahab, king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, wilt thou go with me to Ramah Gilead? And he answered him, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in the war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of the prophets 400 men and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear, or shall I not go? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it into thy king's hand. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, there is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. You may be seated. Man can make you laugh, and he can make you cry. But only God can give you joy deep down in your soul. Man can fix things temporarily, but only God can make it all right. And because this is who you are, we say, receive my sacrifice and praise. I need more love, more power, so I can worship you in my very being. This morning, we want to share with you from this topic, is this life you have, are you a winner or a loser? In this life, are you a winner or a loser? Everyone wants to be a winner. No one wants to be a loser. We were taught when I was growing up, it's not whether you win or lose, but how you play the game. But this morning, I want to ask this question. In this life, are you a winner or a loser? Is life a game, or do you take it seriously? Is it a game, or is it real? The first thing we need to know is life is not a game. It does matter whether you win or lose. If you are not in Christ, you are a loser. Amen. if life was a game, the question would be asked is, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world, but yet lost his soul? This life we are living is not a video game. Amen. Life is not something you can reset. If you get injured, you don't just get a new one. Amen. How many figure that out? It ain't no new one coming. If you run out of something, there is no reload. Amen. If you die in this life, you can't come back and start over. Amen. In fact, Ecclesiastes 8 and 8 says, there is no man that hath power over the spirit to retain the spirit. Amen. Neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge in that war. Mm. Neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Mm. When you gone, you gone. Amen. Win or lose, this is not a game. In this life, it does matter what your choices are. In Luke 12, 16, it says this, and this is about a man who did not take his soul seriously. In verse 16, it says, and he spake a parable unto them, saying, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. Many people have lived out their life thinking it's just a game. It's just another day. It ain't just another day. They spend their entire life trying to get over, never thinking about their spiritual life or soul. Verse 17 says, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. Forever adding, but never being satisfied. Can you tell me what is the definition of a hoarder? Anybody seen that program, The Hoarders? Hoarder means to accumulate a supply hidden or stored for future use. Future use. They accumulate. In their house, they store things. The only difference in the rich man and a hoarder is what the hoarder possesses is unwanted by others. What the rich man possesses, everybody wants. But they both accumulate and store something somewhere. Neither one can take it with them, and in the end, it all will perish. Matthew says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Some in money, others with things. In fact, it also says in Matthew, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, where thieves break through and steal. 1 Timothy 6:19 says, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Back to Luke 12, verse 18, it said, being the man with the treasure, this will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, flesh is always talking to the soul. Anybody ever done that? Anybody ever listened to what your flesh was saying? Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Oh, that's what flesh tell everybody who retire. Lay back. Take it easy. Building up retirement for the body and not thinking of retirement for the soul is not good. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? Whose? Saints, I knew a man who worked 30 years at Ford Motor Company and 30 years at University of Michigan at the same time. He worked at Ford's on one shift, and he worked at the U of M on the next shift. After 30 years, he retired. Shortly after he retired, he died. In this life, it does matter. James 4:14 said, whereas ye know not what ye shall be on the morrow. He didn't know. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanishes away. Amen. Paul said, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ. Yes. It does matter what you win. If you don't have Christ, you have lost. Amen. Now, let's go back to Jehoshaphat and Ahab in 2 Chronicles 18. And I want to share this with you about Jehoshaphat, why Ahab was doing what he was doing. Jehoshaphat was blessed of the Lord. He sought the Lord and walked in God's commandments. His heart was lifted up in the ways of the Lord. The fear of the Lord fell upon all the kingdoms of the lands that were round about Judah so that they made no war against Jehoshaphat. Kind of like how nations feel about Israel today. But if Israel does not, if Israel goes against God and does wrong, God did not tolerate it back then. Or will he tolerate it now? Amen. So here is Ahab, and he wants Jehoshaphat to go to war with him. God is on Jehoshaphat's side. Ahab thinks this is a sure victory. Because ain't nobody going up against Jehoshaphat. Amen. So if I get him on my side, we got it. But Jehoshaphat had a question. Jehoshaphat is not just a pushover or a yes, ma'am, king. So when we look at 2 Chronicles 18 and 4, it says, and Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the work of the Lord today. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of the prophets 400 men and said unto them, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, go up, for God will deliver it unto the king's hand. When a person is trying to sell you something, they show you all the best things about it. With a house, they show you the kitchen, not the closet. They tell you about the view, but not the neighbors. On a car, they show you the things that work, but not the things that are broke. Amen. They replace the tires, but they don't replace the brakes that are needed. So in verse 6, but Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him? See, every one of these prophets that Ahab had given with his cronies, they would not dare speak against Ahab. Sound familiar? Does it sound like what's going on today? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat,
There's yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him. He wasn't even short with it. I hate him. For he never prophesied good unto me. Maybe because you ain't never did nothing good. But always evil. And the same as Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imlah. Now drop down to verse 12. And if you go back and read about Ahab, you see, Ahab was the one that was married to Jezebel. Mm-hmm. And because of what he did, it was already designed what was going to happen to him. So don't think because you already got destined what you're going to happen to you that you're going to get on God's good side when God already told you what's going to happen. Yeah. But jump down to verse 12. And the messenger that went to call Micaiah spake to him, saying, behold the words of the prophet. Declare good to the king with one assent. Let thy word, therefore, I pray thee, be like one of theirs, and speak thou good. You hear what he's telling him? The messenger is saying to Micaiah, look, everybody else has said this very thing to Ahab, spoken to him to what he want to hear. So, you know, if you know what's good for you,
right.
You better say the same thing they said.
Yeah.
Let me say this. Just because the world calls sin okay doesn't mean we should.
Amen.
And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God saith, that will I speak.
Yeah.
You see, DJ and I know what the Lord shares, that is what we speak.
Amen.
And we are learning not
Amen.
To look at your faces.
Thank you, Lord.
That is what I speak. Whether you smile or whether you frown, whether you cry, that is what I speak.
Amen.
And when he was come to the king said unto him, Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And he said, go ye up and prosper, and they shall be delivered into your hand. Mm. If I could think, it probably came out sarcastically. That is what you want to hear, any king.
Yeah.
That's what what the rest of the prophets said, didn't they, king? Verse 15 says, and the king said to him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord?
Amen.
Don't say it because they said it.
Amen.
You ain't been saying nothing good about me. So why don't you just give me the truth like it is? I believe even though Ahab didn't trust his in his prophets, what he was trusting was God was with Jehoshaphat, so he's going to be with me. So tell the truth. And as long as Jehoshaphat was with Ahab, as long as Jehoshaphat fought with Ahab, Ahab figured, I'm good. Have you ever felt security just because of who you was with and what they believe? Well, I know I'm going to be okay because DJ believe in God. You got to believe for yourself. Verse 16 said, then he said, and this is Micaiah. He said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let me return, therefore, every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, being Ahab, did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? How many can receive this? Just because God is with you, that doesn't mean hang out with anybody you want to hang out with.
Amen.
The world will use you up and spit you out.
Yep.
So listen to what Micaiah says to them. Again, he said, therefore hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the host of heaven standing on his right hand and on his left. Anyone remember in Job how the angels came into his God's presence?
Amen.
Even Satan,
yes,
getting their assignments. What would you have me to do, Lord?
Yes.
Oh. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one spake, saying after this manner, and another saying after that manner. You see, it was ordained and designed by God for Ahab to lose, no matter who he took with him. When God has something that needs to be done, he can do it with anybody that's available and others not get hurt. Now, watch this. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? My question for you today on earth, what is your assignment? Is your assignment good or is it evil? Verse 21, and he said, I will go out and be a lion spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. Them 400. You see what them 400 spirits had, prophets had? They had a lion spirit. And they all said the same lie. It says, thou shalt entice him. Thou shalt also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now, therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil against thee. Micaiah is letting him know, every prophet that spoke to you, all 400 of them, spoke by the same lying spirit to let you know. Now, ain't that word enough? I need to cancel this war. Because all them been lying. And Micaiah told me, he speak evil, but he telling the truth.
Yeah.
I can't go. Saints, how many can receive this today? It's not about the angelicals. It's not about any actor or actress. It's not about what any political party says or does. No man is your savior or deliverer but Jesus Christ. When Jesus comes back, we shall behold him as he is. There's no eclipse that's going to stop Jesus from cracking the eastern skies. Jesus will not be touching anybody's body or shoulder in the background saying he's the one. There's only one.
Yes, yes.
And that's Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Verse 23 said, then Zedekiah the son of Shenaanah came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, behold. You see, somebody do something, you ain't got to automatically just take your revenge. You know how we are.
Yeah.
Huh? We come way back east. Huh? I mean, there's a tornado by the time we connect. If one of y'all came up here and smacked me, what do you think I'd do? I have no clue. You know, I like to say that I'm in the spirit. That they won't even come up here. But look at what Micaiah said. Micaiah said, "Behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself." Huh? You're going to get what's coming to you, and I don't have to be the one that does it. Back then, see, the word of the Lord told everyone, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm." Watch what happens next. Verse 25, "Then the king of Israel said, take ye Micaiah and carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city, to Josias, the king's son, and say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I return in peace." You gonna speak evil of me? You gonna say something that this is the last straw. This is what I want you to do with him until I return in peace. But look at what Micaiah said. And Micaiah said, "If thou certainly return in peace, then have not the Lord spoken to me, spoken by me." And he said, "Hearken, all ye people." In other words, what makes you think you coming back? What makes you think that everything is going to be all right in this war? And he tells the people, "I want you to remember what I said earlier. I did see all Israel scattered about upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd." With everything going on today, can you see Christians being scattered? We need to hearken to the voice of the Lord. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. Ahab didn't understand or did not receive that I'm going to lose. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, watch that, "I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but put thou on thy robe." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went to the battle. If you are right, if God is on your side, why would you disguise yourself? You can't disguise yourself from God. Even if you put on a Halloween mask and costume, you cannot disguise yourself from God. He knows who you are. You can't fool God. Even when you are phony in front of your parents, God knows. Or when you put on a different face. You remember the preacher up here was saying, take the mask off. Whether you got it on or off, God knows who you are. You may fool me, but you can't fool God. In Job, God said, "Behold, I know your thoughts and the devices which you wrongfully imagine against me. If you are trusting in God, why would you rely on flesh?" David said, "Yea, though I walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil." So why would I have to disguise myself? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life." Why would I have to disguise myself? Let me tell you about Jesus. Jesus preached to them in the synagogue and said, all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him out unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went away. My point is, truth went forth and no one could touch him. You see, MC Hammer wasn't the first one that could say, you can't touch this. You can't touch Jesus. John 8, 56 through 59, Jesus told them, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old. You ain't old enough to be talking about seeing Abraham. And hast thou seen Abraham? Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Yes, Lord.
You don't know who I am.
Thank you, Lord.
I am who I am.
Yes.
Before Abraham was, I am.
Yes.
I was in the bosom of the Father. I declared him.
Yes.
Who have you declared today? Again, they could not touch him. And it tells us also in John, they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand. If God be for you, who can be against you? If he is your shield and buckler, who else can protect you? If God keeps Jesus, he'll keep us. If God delivered him, he'll deliver us. If God gave him peace, he is our peace. And he's broken down the middle wall of partition. Now, let's see what happened to Ahab. Go back to Chronicles, verse 30. Now, the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots that were with them, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat that they had said, it is the king of Israel. Therefore, they compassed about. Remember now, Ahab, he disguised himself.
Mm-hmm.
So all they were seeing was one king. Because
right.
He had a robe on. So actually, if you think about it, Ahab was trying to set Jehoshaphat up. But it says, therefore, they compassed about him to fight. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him.
Yeah.
And God moved them to depart from him. The songwriter said, I love the Lord because he heard my cry and pitied every groan. David said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. 32 says, for it came to pass that when the captains of the chariots perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back again from pursuing him. They were not after Jehoshaphat. They were after Ahab.
Amen.
I say today, know who your enemies are. 33 says, and a certain man drew a bow at a venture and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Therefore he said to his chariot man, turn thine hand that thou mayest carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. Whoever is an enemy of God, you cannot disguise yourself from God. God knows how to hit the target he's searching for. If God wants you, you are good as God. Ain't no way that you can get out of the hand of God. And the battle increased that day. Howbeit, the king of Israel stayed himself up up in his chariot against the Syrians until the evening. And about the time of the sun going down, he died. The greatest loss for a man is for him to lose his soul. Life is not a game. It's high time to awake out of sleep and live our life for Christ. Amen. If Jesus is our protection and direction, let's make our election and calling sure. With that, my time is up, and I thank you for yours. Amen.